Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says breaking language barriers should be our collective responsibility. Says government sees every language as a mainstream voice. Ministry of External Affairs says statements regarding US aid funding are troubling and lead to concern about foreign interference, informs agencies probing the matter. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar discusses bilateral relationship with his Chinese counterpart, including resumption of Kailash Mansarovar Yatra. Hamas confirms to release final 6 hostages tomorrow as part of ongoing ceasefire deal with Israel. And in Champions Trophy cricket, South Africa set a target of 316 runs for Afghanistan at Karachi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said breaking language barriers should be our collective responsibility, inaugurating the 98th Akhil Bharatiya Marathi Sahitya Sammelan in New Delhi. Mr. Modi highlighted that many saints of Maharashtra showed society a new direction through the Bhakti movement in the Marathi language.
जब भारत को आध्यात्मिक ऊर्जा की जरूरत हुई तो महाराष्ट्र के महान संतों ने ऋषियों के ज्ञान को मराठी भाषा में सुलभ कराया। महाराष्ट्र के कितने ही संतों ने भक्ति आंदोलन के जरिए मराठी भाषा में समाज को नई दिशा दिखाई।
Prime Minister Modi said the government sees every language as a mainstream voice. He pointed out that there has never been any enmity among Indian languages. Rather, they have enriched each other. The Prime Minister said that since 1878, the Akhil Bharatiya Marathi Sahitya Sammelan has been witness to the country's 147-year journey. He added that the conference is being held at a time when the nation is celebrating 350 years of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj's coronation.
ये मराठी सम्मेलन एक ऐसे समय हो रहा है जब छत्रपति शिवाजी महाराज के राज्याभिषेक के 350 वर्ष पूरे हुए हैं, जब पुण्य श्लोक अहिल्याबाई होलकर जी की जन्म जयंती के 300 वर्ष हुए हैं और कुछ ही समय पहले बाबा साहब अम्बेडकर के प्रयासों से बने हमारे संविधान ने भी अपने 75 वर्ष पूरे किए हैं।
The 3-day Sammelan will host a diverse array of panel discussions, book exhibitions, cultural performances and interactive sessions with eminent literary figures. The External Affairs Ministry today said the recent statements about US aid funding are troubling and lead to concerns about foreign interference in India's internal affairs. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said relevant departments and agencies are looking into the matter. He said this while replying to a query on US President Donald Trump's remarks about US aid funding.
We have seen information that has been put out by the US administration regarding certain USAID activities and funding. These are obviously very deeply troubling. This has led to concerns about foreign interference in India's internal affairs. Relevant departments and agencies are looking into this matter. It would be premature to make a public comment at this stage.
The External Affairs Ministry said the Indian mission in Panama is in touch with local authorities regarding the Indian nationals brought to Panama and Costa Rica on deportation flights from the US. Replying to media queries, Mr. Jaiswal said they are verifying details to determine whether the individuals concerned are Indians or not. On the US flights carrying Indian deportees to Amritsar, the spokesperson said India had shared its concerns with the US government. He informed that New Delhi has emphasized that those being deported should be treated humanely and that their religious sensitivities should also be taken into account. Mr. Jaiswal also said that the government of India accords high priority to the safety, security and well-being of all international students in the country. He said the ministry has been in constant touch with the Odisha government and KIIT authorities since the matter of the death of a Nepali girl came to light.
We are deeply saddened by the tragic death of the Nepalese student at the Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology in Bhubaneswar. We convey our heartfelt condolences to the grieving family. We have also maintained close contact with the Nepalese authority. Pursuant to our outreach, several steps have been taken by the Odisha government as well as the KIT Institute to address the situation.
The BJP has accused the Congress of seeking support from foreign forces to interfere in the electoral process of the country. Addressing media at the party headquarters today, party leader Gaurav Bhatia said US aid was being used to interfere in the electoral process.
The party in opposition, the Congress party and Rahul Gandhi, who have taken oath under the constitution to preserve the integrity and sovereignty of our country, are indulging in anti-India activities and acting as a stimulus for anti-India forces to interfere in the pure and pristine electoral process of our country.
Meanwhile, Congress leader Pawan Khera has said that a false narrative is being spread that US aid of $21 million was taken to destabilize the Narendra Modi government. He claimed that this money has gone to NGOs of Bangladesh. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda has said the Kashi Tamil Sangamam is showcasing our unity in diversity and strengthening the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shresth Bharat. While addressing the third edition of Kashi Tamil Sangamam at Namo Ghat in Varanasi today, the Union Minister said the Kashi Tamil Sangamam brings Tamil Nadu and Kashi, the two timeless centres of our civilization, closer. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani this Sunday. It will be the 119th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, BMO and the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today underlined that in order to retain its leadership, the G20 must be accurately reflective of global challenges in their entirety. He said this during his remarks at the G20 Foreign Ministers meeting session on G20 objectives for 2025 at Johannesburg in South Africa. Dr. Jaishankar stressed that the G20 must always place the imperatives of collaboration higher than the compulsions of competition. On international disaster response, Dr. Jaishankar said India supports strong frameworks for preparedness, emergency response, recovery and reconstruction. India initiated the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, CDRI, in 2019. The External Affairs Minister added that today, CDRI has 42 nations and 7 organizations as its members. Earlier, Dr. S. Jaishankar held a meeting with his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi on the sidelines of the G20 Foreign Ministers meeting in Johannesburg, South Africa. Briefing meter in New Delhi External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said they reviewed developments in the bilateral relationship, specifically the management of peace and tranquility in the border areas.
Two ministers reviewed developments in our bilateral relationship since their last meeting in November, specifically the management of peace and tranquility in border areas, Kailash Mansarovar Yatra resumption, flight connectivity and travel facilitation were discussed. There was also an exchange of views on G20 and SCO.
In his opening remarks at the meeting, External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar noted that India and China have worked hard to preserve and protect the G20 as an institution. He said this in itself testifies to the importance of international cooperation. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said that Japan has been a key ally in India's economic growth and is the fifth largest source of foreign investment. addressing the India-Japan Economy and Investment Forum in New Delhi. Mr. Goyal said foreign direct investment from Japan has exceeded $43 billion between 2000 and 2024. Mr. Goyal also said that the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement signed in 2011 has significantly strengthened bilateral trade with over 1,400 Japanese companies operating in India. India today assumed the chairmanship of the Bay of Bengal Intergovernmental Organization, BOBPIGO, from Bangladesh at the 13th Governing Council meeting in Male, the Maldives. The Indian delegation, led by Secretary of the Department of Fisheries, Dr. Abhilaksh Likhe, assumed a chair during the event. Dr. Likhe assured that India will work diligently towards elevating the success of BOBPIGO to new heights. And now news from the Mahakumbh. Preparations have started for the last day of the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj to be held on the 26th of this month on Mahashivratri. As part of the preparations, Uttar Pradesh Chief Secretary Manoj Kumar Singh and DGP Prashant Kumar today reached the Mahakumbh area and reviewed the arrangements. Our correspondent reports that so far over 59 crore 19 lakh devotees have taken the holy dip at Mahakumbh.
The Mahakumbh is now in its final phase with the last important holy dip to be held on the occasion of Mahashivratri. More than 1 crore devotees are reaching the Mahakumbh every day. UP Chief Secretary Manoj Kumar Singh and DGP Prashant Kumar inspected the Sangam Ghats by boat and examined the cleanliness and other preparations. Guidelines were also given to officers during the visit. Talking to the media, Mr. Singh said that arrangements are being made for the last holy dip, better traffic control, crowd management and weekend rush.
महाकुंभ मेला 2025 का अब अपने आखिरी फेज में है और उसी की तैयारी की समीक्षा के लिए हम और डीजीपी साहब आ जाए हैं
डीजीपी कुमार सेड दैट द पुलिस आर कॉन्स्टेंटली मॉनिटरिंग एनी मेलिशियस अटेम्प्ट टू स्पॉइल द एटमॉस्फेयर ऑफ महाकुंभ ही अश्योर्ड स्ट्रिक्ट एक्शंस अगेंस्ट सच एलिमेंट्स एंड सेड दैट मोर देन 50 एफआईआर्स हैव बीन रजिस्टर्ड सो फार द फाइनल डे ऑफ महाकुंभ विल मार्क द एंड ऑफ अ वर्ल्ड रेनाउंड मेगा इवेंट दैट हैज होस्टेड मिलियंस ऑफ डिवोटीज फ्रॉम अराउंड द वर्ल्ड With Abhishek Kapil, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Prayagraj.
Hamas has announced the names of latest Israeli hostages to be released tomorrow amid mounting outrage over the Palestinian group's admission that it released the wrong body instead of Shiri Bibas's. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office confirmed that the hostages' families have been informed of their imminent release. Meanwhile, Arab leaders of all six Gulf states are meeting in Saudi Arabian capital Riyadh today to strategize a countermeasure against U.S. President Donald Trump's controversial proposal to redevelop Gaza. The discussions are being held with the leaders of Egypt and Jordan ahead of a broader Arab summit next month. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended the week's last trading session with losses of over 0.5%, extending their downslide to the fourth consecutive session. A report.
Sensex declined 425 points to close at 75,311. Nifty dropped 117 points to settle at 22,796. In the forex market, the rupee today ended marginally down by 4 paise to settle at 86 rupees and 70 paise against the US dollar. Gold was trading at 86,070 rupees per 10 grams and silver trading at 97,360 rupees per kilogram. Brent crude was trading at $75.78 per barrel. Niharika Bhuvania for Akashvani News.
On to sports in the ICC Champions Trophy cricket, South Africa have set a target of 316 runs for Afghanistan in a Group B fixture in Karachi. Chasing the target, Afghanistan were 141 for 6 in 33.3 overs when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says breaking language barriers should be our collective responsibility, says government sees every language as a mainstream voice. Ministry for External Affairs says statements regarding US aid funding are troubling and lead to concern about foreign interference, informs agencies probing the matter. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar discusses bilateral relationship with his Chinese counterpart, including resumption of Kailash Mansarovar Yatra. In Champions Trophy cricket, South Africa set a target of 316 runs for Afghanistan at Karachi. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.